Babe, are you really sure about this? I know you told me this is part of your culture, but I never really thought we'd be here. I thought we'd just have a normal wedding, you know? Me in a dress, you in a tuxedo. We kiss and exchange rings, then there's the after party, and then we wait until we get home to fuck like crazy because we don't need to worry about contraceptives anymore. You know, without all those people watching us. Yeah, I know. The compromise was that we'd do the standard wedding a few days after the mating ceremony. But it's still embarrassing. Seriously, though, which one of you made it tradition to have sex in front of an audience? It's really old enough that no one knows? Then why not just do a wedding instead? Yes, I know that's a human tradition, but it means not having all those eyes on us and none of that walk onto a stage completely naked and make love in front of an audience business. But you're saying catfolk won't accept us as married if we don't do this. We'll have our license. Isn't that enough proof? So it still doesn't mean anything to catfolk. Just like how humans wouldn't accept the mating ceremony as a marriage, I guess. Okay, fine. I think I get it. It's just embarrassing, you know? I had no idea clothes were a relatively new thing to you guys when I came to your village. I may not have expected most people here to be naked, but I just got used to it. But this, something like this still feels like a bit much. I'm so glad my family doesn't know I'm doing this. Come to think of it, everyone here will be a complete stranger to me. Even though it'll still be embarrassing, somehow that makes the thought of going through with this a little easier for me. I won't have to look anyone here in the eye again when this is over. I guess aside from your family, which I think I can handle, even though I still can't believe they showed up to something like this. But I still might be able to handle it. I mean, I'll be able to do something I love with the man I love, all in front of a live audience. I can already imagine what it's gonna be like. Them cheering as we come out and start walking down the path to the stage, the two of us getting each other ready for what's about to happen, and finally, you taking me in front of all those people. Who knows? I could be the one taking you if I get brave enough. The man is supposed to take the lead? I guess some traditions are universal. Are you sure you're okay with that? I know you're not used to being dominant. Well, if you want some help with the act, just nibble at my ear. I may not be able to ride you, but I have some tricks up my sleeve. So maybe I'm warming up to the idea of doing this, but that's just because it sounds as exciting as it does scary. It's almost time to go out there, isn't it? Okay. Damn, I'm getting butterflies in my stomach. So many catfolk are here too. Maybe the whole village. Babe, are you trembling? You thought you were ready, but then you saw the crowd, huh? Don't worry. I'll stick to my word if you need it. I promise. Hey, look at me. Everything's gonna be all right. I know how easy it is to get wrapped up in these kinds of ceremonies. The pressure society puts on you to make them perfect. I mean, human couples can spend years planning their marriages. It's understandable, too. Marriage is an old tradition with a lot of significance in my culture. For some, how well the ceremony goes can predict the success of the marriage itself. It's all very symbolic. But that's just it. These rituals, they only matter if we decide they matter. So if you get too stressed and want me to take charge, that's okay. You won't be any less of a man for it. I don't care what the people out there think. You're my mate, and I love you. Come here, sweetheart. Give Mistress a kiss. Good boy. How about we take a couple of deep breaths to calm our nerves? Yeah? Does that sound nice? Okay, do them with me. In and out. and out. That's it, sweetheart. Do you want some head scratches as well? No? You sure? We do it all the time at home. You purr so sweetly for me when I rub your ears. I thought it might help. Sweetie, there's no reason to be embarrassed. You'll always be my adorable kitten, no matter what. Oh, guess that's our cue. Okay, we got this. Yeah, no big deal. Plenty of cat folks have been in our shoes before, and they all finish the ceremony. Me being a human doesn't change anything. We still love each other. Sure, I like to keep you collared around the house, but that's my business. A mistress has to mark her mate, doesn't she? They can't blame me for being protective of my darling boy. Especially when he looks so cute wearing his owner's name around his neck. In fact, now that I'm thinking about it, the idea of claiming my little kitten in public is starting to sound pretty appealing. I can't wait to show everyone who you belong to. Are you alright, sweetheart? Still nervous? Here, hold my hand. Good boy. Squeeze it nice and tight so I know you're safe. Gods, I wasn't sure at first, but this is actually really exciting. Once we go through those curtains, we won't just be husband and wife. We'll be mates. You're gonna be bound to me by a law much older than any government. Such a pretty pet. Are you ready to breed your mistress? Yeah. Are you gonna give me a baby? Then here goes nothing. Seems like the whole village is here. Oh, well, at least they're clapping. You cat folks certainly know how to boost a girl's confidence. I've never been naked in front of so many people. It's exhilarating. I feel so free, so comfortable. Not to mention, the air's pleasantly cool against my skin. So, what's next? Do we just get down to it? Or... Oh, of course. Kissing's fairly common in these sorts of romantic rituals. Foreplay's most of the fun anyway, right? Now, come here. Let me stroke your cheek, sweetheart. Good boy. Oh, guess they like that. Man, you guys are really into cheering. Oh, don't be shy, honey. You can touch me. Forget about the villagers and give in to mistress. Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh, massage my breasts. Oh, good boy. Pinch my nipples, too. They got really hard because of you. Oh, a little shiver just went through your body. Oh, are you not expecting me to squeeze your ass? Sorry, darling, but you have such a cute little butt. I couldn't resist. Oh, suck my tongue. Yes. They're all staring at us. All of the cat girls from your village are watching you tremble in my arms. Do you think any of them are jealous? Don't lie, kitten. I'm sure plenty of girls had a crush on you when you were growing up. Maybe a few even confessed. But it doesn't matter, because you're mine, and all they can do now is press their thighs together and enjoy the ceremony. Oh, gods. It's so hot taking you like this. I'm dripping down the inside of my leg. Another part. Oh, to the ceremony. Sorry, I may have gotten a little distracted there. What should I do? I thought you said the man was supposed to take charge during the ceremony. Not that I'm complaining. Is it customary to, get the woman ready before breeding? Cat girls have it even better than I realized. All right, then I'll just sit on the foot of the bed and spread my legs. Get on your knees, kitten. Good boy. Can you smell how aroused I am? That sensitive nose is picking up on my musk, isn't it? Are the pheromones making you feel warm and subby for me? Oh, go on, pet. Please your mistress. Oh, good boy. Good fucking boy. Oh, lick my slit. No, oh, fuck. Your tongue feels amazing, baby. Oh, the way you lap at me so gingerly, getting your face all messy with my juices. It drives me crazy. And now the entire village can see what a good boy you are. Just look at how you're worshiping my pussy, nuzzling into me so eagerly. It's obvious that I've stolen your heart. Oh, my sweet, caring kitten. I love you more than anything. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop, honey. Don't stop. Kiss my thighs while you rub my clit. Oh, gentle. Oh, that's it. Oh, just like I taught you. Oh, be careful with your fangs. Oh, good pet. Mistress is gonna put her hands on the back of your head, okay? Do you like having your ears played with, darling? Yeah. Oh, how about I give you head scratches too? Oh, shit. Oh, you're purring into me. Oh, gods, it feels so good. Oh, good boy. You're doing really well. Mistress is gonna pet you while you eat her out. Oh, you sound so happy. I bet it's incredible having my fingers run along your scalp right now, being smothered in your mistress's scent at the same time. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, get ready, sweetheart. I'm gonna wrap my legs around your head, okay? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm coming. Oh, my. Good boy. Oh, good boy. I'll keep petting you while you clean me up. There you go, baby. Swallow my cum. Oh, yeah. Good kitten. Lap it up while I uncross my legs. Yeah, I know it's not over yet. Just let me pet you a little longer. I want to take another look at our audience. Looks like it's hard to hide your excitement without clothes. Almost every guy here has his arm in front of his manhood. And I thought the girls were bad at hiding it. Maybe they're used to seeing other catfolk being bred, but I have a feeling they've never seen a human on this bed before. Oh, looks like we got some of them pretty worked up. Look at how some of them are moving their hands. I think they're doing more than just trying to hide how turned on we've gotten them. I wonder how many are focusing on you, wishing it was them on the bed, getting eaten out just before you fuck a baby into them. Or maybe some of the cat boys out there would rather be fucking you after seeing what a good boy you are for me. Are you ready, kitten? It looks like you're still pretty worked up. I'd almost think you were more excited about going down on me in front of an audience than I was. Oh well, are you ready to feel good for me now? Are you ready to breed me and claim me as your mate, just like I've claimed you? Good boy. Then come on, stand up and crawl onto the bed. Let me just lie back on the pillows and then you can get over me. Yeah, just like that. We're gonna give them a good show, pet. We both know what they want to see, right? They want to see you balls deep in your mate's pussy when you come. They want to be sure you've gotten me pregnant tonight. So you're gonna be putting me in a mating press, kitten. What are you doing? Nibbling on my ear? Oh, right. Don't worry, kitten. I'll still be in control. It'll just look like you're the one in charge to everyone else. So don't be nervous. Your mate has everything covered. Now crouch down, okay? I'll spread my pussy to make it easy for you. Can you see how wet it is, kitten? Now my juices are still dripping even after you cleaned me up. I want you to put a baby in me. I get soaked whenever I think about it. So go ahead, breed your fertile mate. Here, I'll guide you. Any excuse to grab your cute ass again works for me. Start by holding onto my legs. Oh, that's it, sweetheart. Now, help me get my hips up in the air. Good boy. Don't you love having your mate splayed out like this? Her pretty pink pussy spread and glistening with honey. Yeah, good boy. Position yourself over me. Oh, such adorable whimpers. And I can already see you twitching for me. Do you want to pleasure your mistress, baby? To make me come on your cock while everyone watches? Oh, don't be scared, sweetie. I'll tell you what to do. Just listen to my voice. There's my good little kitten. Press the tip against my entrance. We'll go slow. Can you feel my hands on your ass? Squeezing those cute little cheeks? I'm gonna push you inside, sweetheart. Ready? Good boy. You're doing really well. So much self-control from someone who's probably desperate to come by now. Does my little kitten still want to come inside me? Do you want to knock me up in front of all these people? Fuck. That's just what I wanted to hear. So cute and needy for your mate. Fucking me as deep as you can. I can feel you throbbing already. Here, let me move your hips a little faster. Can you keep that pace without my help? Oh, I promise it'll be worth it. Mm-hmm. That's right. Be a good boy for me while I move my hands. Gotcha. I'm sorry, kitten. You were just moving your tail like crazy. I just couldn't resist grabbing it. Maybe your cat instincts are rubbing off on me. Oh, did you like it? I think I felt you twitch again. The way it's throbbing, it feels like you're about to come. Especially when I rub the base just like this. Yeah. You about ready to come in me? To plant your seed in your mate? Oh. Do it, kitten. Go as fast as you want to now. I'll hold you tight with my legs to make sure you don't slip out. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. You're so deep right now. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh, bottom out inside me, sweetheart. Oh, what a darling kitten. You're making such a slutty expression right now. Does it feel nice when Mistress strokes your tail? Uh-huh. Yeah. How about when I gently pull on it? Oh, poor baby. Your tongue is lolling out. The pleasure must be driving you crazy. It's okay, honey. You don't have to hold back. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Fuck me. Oh, listen. Can you hear those delicious moans? I guess this was too much for the villagers. They couldn't help but touch themselves while watching us mate. Looks like some of the boys couldn't resist stroking themselves too much. Their cute little bellies are just covered. The cat girls are making such naughty sounds as they schlick their tight little pussies. But they don't matter right now, do they? No, because I'm the only woman you can focus on. Good boy. Keep thrusting. Send me over the edge. You're getting even bigger. Oh, fuck. I want you to come inside me, kitten. I love you too, sweetheart. You're my mate, and you're gonna impregnate me. Show all these people who owns you, darling. Oh, good boy. Now come for me. Pump your thick cum into my womb. Become mine forever. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, give me a baby. Give me a baby. Oh, you're okay. You're okay. Look at me. I love you. And I'm gonna keep you safe from now on, my little kitten. Good boy. Let Mistress milk everything from those heavy balls. So deep. Oh, I can feel them pulsing against me. Gods, I feel so full. You must really want me to get pregnant. That's even more than usual. I didn't even think that was possible. Do you want to rest your head on my chest, kitten? It's okay, you can pull out. Show them just how much you filled your mate. That's a good boy. Lay your head on me so I can pet you while they watch your cum drip out of me. You might be the pride of this village after they see how fertile you are. I don't know what happens after this, But how about we stay like this for a while longer first? It just wouldn't feel right to skip the cuddling. I'm sure they can wait too. I think they're gonna need to go shower anyway. I love you, kitten. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you.